This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Louisiana-born drug smuggler Barry Seal still relevant today. The revelations surrounding Seal's involvement with the vice presidency of George H. Bush, the Arkansas governorship of Bill Clinton, secret money laundering dealings with the DEA, and CIA Director William J. Casey's shadow government of the United States paints a clear picture of the evolution of the current corruption that infests the highest levels of government today. In a staff meeting in 1981 with newly elected President Ronald Reagan, CIA Director William Casey said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." In the mid-1980s, News Channel 8 reporter Teresa Dickey stumbled onto what would become a goldmine of investigative journalism when she innocently went to report on what appeared to be Governor Bill Clinton's new initiative to bring good jobs to the people of Arkansas. To her surprise, Teresa Dickey gradually uncovered a massive shadow government operation replete with illegal cargo plane modifications for drug running and money laundering that would have huge ties to the DEA. And at the center of that deliberate and illegal operation was Barry Seal, a fearless drug smuggler and gunrunner for the DEA and the CIA. Seal had been busted for drug smuggling and worked out a deal with the DEA to act as an informant.
But last night in Louisiana, Barry Seal's enemies caught up with him and killed him. Tonight, three men are in custody. NBC's Brian Ross reports that Seal was about to testify for the government once again.
It was Seal who posed as a smuggler and flew into Nicaragua and took these pictures showing Colombian drug dealers and Sandinista officials loading cocaine on his plane.
I came to the table with a background in Air Force intelligence, 8 years during the Vietnam War, worked with the CIA and Air America, and then that led me into contract work with the CIA. In an obscure place called Mena, Arkansas, back when Bill Clinton was governor, and back when George Bush was the president. And I personally witnessed a complicity between these two men, Bush and Clinton, in terms of transporting cocaine into the U.S. For the purpose of sale to generate money to fight a war. And that war at the time was the conflict in Central America involving the Sandinistas in Nicaragua.
And after the Iran-Contra hearings detailed Oliver North's diversion of funds to the Contras and all of the failed indictments never brought anyone to justice, to this day the banks continue to launder the billion-dollar drug cartel industry's money. And when they are caught, they pay a fine and no one goes to prison. Thank you, Clinton and Bush crime family. Corruption has been largely normalized. Although all of this evidence may seem irrelevant as the statute of limitations has been surpassed, what does it mean to the upcoming election?
What difference at this point does it make?
It means everything. It means innocent people mysteriously died in Arkansas for no reason.
Because of Linda Ives' investigation into the death of her son, she was placed on Bill Clinton's enemy list by White House counsel Mark Fabian. Already, people associated with the case were beginning to die in what amounted to a reign of terror among young people in Alexander, Arkansas.
The crime syndicate operating within the Bush and Clinton families will either be stopped dead in its tracks from entering the executive office once again, or a Hillary presidency will usher in a new age of corruption that will bring the United States to its knees. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are live the 25th day of September 2016. We have a Gigantor transmission lined up for you today. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we'll be back after this quick break, so get locked and loaded. We are less than 24 hours out right now to the kickoff of the big debate. I mean, it's technically like 26 hours, 27 hours, but for all intents and purposes, it is game time. Stay with us.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Sunday, September 25th, 2016, 43 days out from the November 8th general election, the final countdown. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm Alex Jones, your host. In the final countdown of this historic election, and that is calling it lightly, calling it historical, this unprecedentedly important election, I was up here yesterday working for about 8 hours with Rob Dew, our news director, who put in 14 hours yesterday on Saturday, and he's up here right now working. And the reason we're working so hard, and the reason I can't drag Kit Daniels away, who's been working 7 days a week writing for Infowars.com, who's in the room next to me right now, is because history is happening, and anybody who's even half dialed in understands that everything we do right now echoes throughout history. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday transmission. We are going to be here for the next 2 hours, and I'm going to be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., with the four-hour weekday transmission. Then I will return with the rest of our crew from 7 Central until 11 Central or so, or midnight Eastern, with four-plus hours of live coverage of this historic 90-minute debate to take place at a university in New York. Now, they're also putting this out. It's being hosted by NBC's Lester Holt, but it's being put out on a lot of platforms. We've subscribed to the feed, so I'm not going to be talking over the feed. Normally when I talk over the feed, it's for fair use so that I can analyze it and be able to analyze corporate media feeds, corporate spin, you know, these different reporters that try to score brownie points and engage in dirty tricks. I'll only be commenting during brief applauses or during brief breaks. We'll have an hour of live analysis before 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock it kicks off. At 9:30 when it ends, we'll have analysis of the debate, all the clips. I'm going to have a full crew up here grabbing clips. They'll all be ready with highlights, analysis. Leanne McAdoo, David Knight, Rob Dew, Mr. Schroyer, and so many others that are part of the team. We will be here breaking it down live with our writers, our reporters, our crew. Also, radio affiliates out there that want to pick up my weekday show. We're on the radio satellite at night, obviously, with the TV show. I never thought the TV show would get picked up by almost more stations than my radio show, but you're welcome to pick that up as well, and also welcome to pick up the 2 hours of analysis afterwards. So a lot happening. We also have some UHF, VHF, and cable stations picking up the transmission, which shows how the new independent media is growing. The old dinosaur media is dying. A very historic time to be alive. Okay, where to begin? Donald Trump showing what presidential material he is yesterday when Mark Cuban came out and said, I'm going to be trolling you in the first row. I'm a guest of Hitlery. Trump said, well, that's fine. I'm going to bring Jennifer Flowers, who you settled a sex case with and who you admitted that you basically did things to and abuse. And Jennifer Flowers said, you bet, with a little kissy mark, a little emoji, back at Trump, that she will be there tomorrow night. Now Paula Jones and Kathleen Willey and others. We've interviewed all these women over the last 20-plus years. They're all going to be there now in the front row. So see how Mark Cuban and others like it. See, they strike out at Trump and the populist. Trump doesn't lay there like a rhino or a neocon. He strikes back against the empire. So very, very exciting. But listen, here's the big issue. Do you really think that Hillary can show up when she can't even stand up for more than 10 or 15 minutes? She's canceled all of her live events in the last week, only does brief Skype or satellite interviews, and looks like she's on drugs and behaves bizarrely, and her eyes are pointing different directions. And by the way, when I first started hearing this a week ago, I thought it was the listeners who sometimes, just like I used to, I've gotten a little jaded over the years, less conspiratorial, though most of the time we're right. They were saying, it's a blue screen with her with a big plane behind her. This is strong together, or together strong. And it's fake. It's blue screen. But then I noticed day after day, press conference after press conference, it's the same shot, a different outfit with the same lighting, and you can tell it's blue screen. She is blue screening. Because I went and looked at her record. She's admittedly not flying around the country on top of it, but keeps popping up with daily, not really news briefings, but just news statements to the press. So it's getting crazier and crazier and crazier. So all of that is coming up today. We got a big stack of polls showing Trump continuing to surge across the nation. That's why the Justice Department, run by the UN publicly with the Strong Cities Initiative, says they're openly going to come in and try to federalize this election. You know, Soros gave hundreds of millions more the last month. Ford Foundation, 100-plus million. Billions total the last few years to race-baiting communist organizations like BLM to cause destabilization in the country. And everyone is seeing through it, ladies and gentlemen, but they are really doubling down. And clearly, their October surprise is a multifaceted attack pattern. Racial division, seize on questionable police shootings, and make them the number one issue. Also, start wars with Russia. Actions against Russia have massively intensified in Ukraine. We have the top U.S. general in a clip coming up after the break. This is amazing. No-fly zone would require war with Syria and Russia, top U.S. general says, General Dunford. But he goes on to follow the orders of Obama in a longer clip we have and say we should implement a no-fly zone against Russia, but not against, quote, U.S. And the Russians have come out and detailed that Obama and Hillary have been aiding ISIS and al-Qaeda. The al-Nusra Front, as it's known, is al-Qaeda slash ISIS in Syria. And Russia is asking that be declassified by the U.S. Congress. They say they've seen the documents, that even Congress knows that they are running ISIS and al-Qaeda. Sly Hirsch has come out, you name it. But this is massive. No-fly zone would require war with Syria and Russia, top U.S. general. We have the video clip. It's on Infowars.com. That is going to be coming up. So economic collapse. Escalated theater level war, maybe worse with Russia. Escalated crises in Ukraine. Economic collapse. As I mentioned, race war they're trying to start. This is the incredible level that we have reached, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, we have George W. Bush hugging Michelle and Obama. You know, they vacation with the Clintons at the opening of a, quote, museum. I mean, this is so transparent that the elite are basically two wings on the same bird of prey. Michelle Obama gives George W. Bush a big hug. Nation goes wild. It's okay that Obama continues minimum sentencing for black people, that the Bushes continued it and that the Clintons created it. It's okay, because it's all about just hugging and kissing and saying you love us, then it's okay if you actually target us. By the way, there was that mall shooting on Friday, and I didn't know what happened, and some people were saying, I saw in the comments of Infowars.com, why aren't you seizing on this, because it's not a Muslim? And I'm like, listen, I'm the person that was against invading Iraq and all these countries and destabilizing the Middle East and putting radical Islam in charge. I'm not some Islamophobe. I'm against Wahhabism out of Saudi Arabia that is now the dominant form of Islam. But I was waiting and seeing what happened because no one had any information. The guy shot four women and one man. Well, now we know. Burlington shooter ID'd as Arkan Sitin, immigrant from Turkey, not a citizen, but a legal permanent resident of the United States. That's from Breitbart.com. It's also on Infowars.com. Here's another one. CBS Seattle. Gunman on run after killing five at Macy's. Now confirmed to be a Muslim. from Turkey. Turkish immigrant, Washington Mall shooting suspect 20 is arrested 30 miles from crime scene in a zombie-like state as police refuse to rule out terrorism. So, I didn't come out on Friday and say, hey, I bet it's a Muslim. But I noticed the Muslim groups and others attack me saying, oh, we're not covered because it wasn't a Muslim. About 90% of the time there's a mass shooting now in this country, it's a Muslim or a bombing. And then Hillary comes out and tries to cover it up. The point is you're bringing people in from countries where they can't even get along with each other, much less us. And then we get George Soros' own emails a month ago from DC Leaks, and they're admitting right there that he wants to destabilize things and cause a collapse of civilization and then have people so concerned about all the terrorism that we then capitulate to a central leftist government police state. Hitler did the same thing. Firebombing his own government building on February 27th, 1933, he went from being an elected El Presidente to becoming the Chancellor and the President. That's known as the Führer, or the leader. Ladies and gentlemen, all this and a lot more straight ahead. MSNBC's pushing the narrative that police may have planted a gun at Keith Lamont Scott shooting. We've got our reporters there on the ground in North Carolina. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
War with Russia or China, we will all be radioactive. Coming up, Joe Biggs noticed this on the official Fox News website, then I found it in other places. Fox News lies, says white cop killed Keith Lamont Scott in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I kept hearing, you know, these white people killed this guy. It was a black cop. And now the media is claiming the police planted a gun. Talk about conspiracy theorists. They have no proof. They have four cops saying drop the gun. They have video of the guy with a gun in his hand. But they're saying that is staged. But then when Reuters adds 15% more Democrats to national polling for 3 months and admits that they're doing that, that's not a conspiracy. When they claim Hillary's in a dead heat, when they add 15% more Democrats to the demographic that they actually questioned. I mean, it's just next level BS. But let's get to this really, really serious issue. For those that don't remember, about a week and a half ago, there was a big bombing that killed 80 Syrian regular military troops who were battling al-Nusra in a key city. And al-Nusra is the name of al-Qaeda, or the Wahhabis slash ISIS. Al-Qaeda means base. IS means Islamic base, Islamic State. It's the same group out of Saudi Arabia. That's who funds it. That's indisputed, by the way. The media thinks you're stupid and tries to confuse it. That's their entire program. And so they've got all this unfolding, and then you've got the Syrian military winning all over the country. And the Russians, 90% pulled out for the last few years, but they've left some forward observers, some people there to identify targets, and some aircraft, and advisors to the Syrians. And so every time they're about to defeat al-Qaeda or ISIS, the U.S. planes or NATO planes accidentally bomb the forces. And sometimes they bomb Russians. Last week it was the Syrians, Syrian military. And so now we have the headlines. Russia says U.S. failing to deliver on Syrian ceasefire once details classified. That's from RT. Here's another report from Breitbart. This is all up on Infowars.com. Hillary Clinton sponsored secretive Arab Spring program that destabilized the Middle East. Tomorrow, we're going to break a major report. Paul Watson is, with eyewitnesses, documents, you name it, that add to what is admitted. Gaddafi was trying to surrender for over a year. He didn't start the war. They wanted to wreck the country and hand it over to ISIS and al-Qaeda. That's why they did this. Because Hillary came, she saw, and Gaddafi died. Hillary Clinton sponsored secretive Arab Spring program that destabilized the Middle East. I'm giving you credit for inspiring the peaceful protests with regard to Egypt, with quotation marks around the word peaceful. Remember CNN with their different host, like Anderson Cooper, how great all this was? Turning loose Sunni, Wahhabist, al-Qaeda all over the region. Here's another article. West still arming al-Nusra in Syria's peace almost impossible. Russia's UN envoy. We have the video clips of all of this. Russia says U.S. failing to deliver on Syrian ceasefire. Here's another one. West still arming al-Nusra in Syria. Peace almost impossible. On and on and on. Now, let's go to a chilling clip here. And the full clips, again, on Infowars.com. It's like 30 minutes long of testimony. No-fly zone would require war with Syria and Russia. top U.S. general, General Dunford, says the U.S. to control all the airspace in Syria would require going to war against Syria and Russia. Because Syria is a sovereign nation invaded, basically, by Saudi Arabia with Wahhabists. They're mainly Shiite, Christian, and Alawite. They're minority groups. They're being invaded. They're peaceful. Then our government says we've got to invade Syria because Al-Qaeda and ISIS is there. Our criminal government is the one that financed them. The refugees they bring out of Syria are the Wahhabist, Al-Qaeda, ISIS people that get their butts kicked. So they evacuate to the U.S. and Europe. Then they attack us. General Dunford says that the U.S. to control all the airspace in Syria would require going to war against Syria and Russia. This is his response to the latest proposal by John Kerry, which involves grounding only Syrian and Russian airplanes, and that means shooting them down if they try to take off, even fly back to their country, speaking of the Russians. So that's the 2 minutes to midnight we've now come to. And the top Syrian general came out last week and said, we're already seeing World War III. It's biblical. It's starting in Syria. It's happening right now. And they go on and add, we're not even against Israel. Syria wants to work with Israel. Even Israeli newspapers are saying, why are we on the side of the people trying to overthrow Syria and Israel? Because it's globalism, folks. It's a giant double cross against humanity. So here's the chilling clip of General Dunford.
For Syria.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
Well, all the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia. That's a pretty fundamental decision that certainly I'm not going to make.
Let's back up a point again. That's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, just like General Dempsey was the chairman a few 4 years ago, and they went to Obama and Hillary, and they said, listen, if we go in there, Russia's got a deal to defend them, the Russian troops, this is a sovereign nation, they're going to fight us. And at that point, they said, the military's not going to do this, and there was a stand down. There was a soft coup. We should get Dr. Pachinik on tomorrow to talk about this. It's so big. Now it's got to the point where they go, oh, barrel bombs, like babies out of incubators. You know, they've always got some red, you know, shirt to wave. Oh, my gosh, they're dropping big bombs on Al-Qaeda. They're dropping big bombs on the Wahhabists. Oh, my gosh, their country got invaded. They got attacked. They were working with the West. Syria was a good guy compared to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia attacked us on 9/11, folks. We attacked Iraq, their archenemy, that was secular and sold Playboys on store shelves, and women didn't have to wear hijabs, and 60% of their college graduates were women. The government of Iraq had more women in it than any other government in the Middle East, next to Libya. And again, what you see is truly more progressive states that want to work with the West getting set up. Saddam was trained by the CIA. It's declassified. He was set up and told to attack Kuwait. Look it up. We've been attacking the guys that don't have the beards, the guys that play rock and roll music. I'm not saying that's the sign of freedom. I'm just pointing out for Saudi Arabia. This is the bait and switch. Let's play this clip one more time.
For Syria.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
All the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia. That's a pretty fundamental decision that certainly I'm not going to make.
World War III. And then if you watch, which I've been watching hours of, the Russian Ministry of Defense briefings, and then they've got briefings of people in the field as generals that look like they're about to die, completely freaked out, going, and they're moving in their forces, and they're getting ready to attack us, and we're getting our weapons ready, and we hope. And it's like doomsday, folks. I mean, these shots are like Russians with big, like, red globes behind them and, like, satellite tracking, and they're just sitting there like they're in a doomsday bunker, and the average American has no idea what's going on. No idea. So, yeah, the debate tomorrow is big, and I was really anticipating it. We're going to be covering it live. Infowars.com/show for the free feed. An hour before live coverage, live uninterrupted debate, and then 2 hours of analysis after at least. With your phone calls and more, Infowars.com/show, and some of these same stations carrying it. But meanwhile, World War III, in their own words, is being prepared. Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff I said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Now, to be clear, I'm going to be going to bed very early tonight. I'm going to go home right after this show, 6 o'clock Central. I'm going to hang out with my family and have a little dinner. And then at about 9 o'clock, I'm going to put on my little nightcap and climb into bed and get to bed by about 9:30. Because tomorrow, I'm going to be hosting 4 hours of the worldwide broadcast that's been around for 19 years. I've been on radio for 21, but 19 years syndicated, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then I am going to go in my office, and I'm going to take a nap for for a couple hours, four snap to recharge. Not that I even need it, but I'm not as on if I don't. I'm going to go eat. I'm going to go take a nap for a couple hours. I'm going to take a shower. Got a shower in my office here. And then I'm going to get dressed and suited up and research for an hour or so. And I'm going to go for an hour with a roundtable discussion before the big debate tomorrow. And then I'm going to cover an hour and 90 minutes of it live. We're carrying the feed. We've licensed it. We've gotten it. But before we just do fair use where one group's covering it and it's public and we're going to analyze the propaganda. No, I've actually gone out and licensed it. We're going to be carrying it from two different feeds I've licensed it from. And then we are going to have 2 hours of live analysis after, plus all the different highlights. You're going to have the very best coverage. Folks always complain. They go, man, when I tune in to see a debate here, listen to it on radio, you guys talk over more than half of it. Because if it's exclusively CNN or Fox or ABC or whatever, it's their event. And then we pioneered this 4 years ago, the last election. Now everybody does it, from Glenn Beck to the Young Turks to, you know, Huffington Post, which I'm proud of the fact that we pioneered it. But I talked to lawyers, checked it out. If we're talking over it, giving analysis, criticizing the media or agreeing with it, it doesn't matter. It's the same reason you can play clips of a movie or clips of commercials or clips of shows and analyze them. It's fair use because it's your free speech to analyze them. We're not doing that tomorrow. We're carrying the debate. I'll sit there probably with a sock in my mouth, you know, during certain points, during applause or during breaks or during a dirty trick. I'm going to throw in quick little comments and give some analysis. But the real analysis is going to be with our crew, our reporters, our investigative journalists are going to be in live time analyzing what Hillary and Trump say and fact-checking it and then posting articles and video blurbs to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and our other big sites in live time. So really proud of the crew and everything they're doing. Very, very thankful to the listeners and viewers out there for your support, because what you've done, spreading the word, buying our products, supporting our sponsors, has made all this possible. You can see the huge effect that InfoWars is having. Speaking of that, before I get back to the news, we have a lot of different specials that are about to end. And we have Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 20% off. It's cold-pressed, compact herbs known to increase vitality in a healthful, energetic way, libido, you name it. It's changed my life. Third-party review sites have close to 1,500 reviews, 1,470-plus reviews on third-party power reviews, which are big sticklers. And other review sites, nobody's got a 4.8. That's because nobody cold-presses these. Okay? Total game changer. I was looking from a distance. It's 4.5 right now. So InfoWarsLife.com. Your purchase supports the broadcast and makes it all possible. We also have methylcobalamin. We call it Secret 12, the highest quality organic absorbable vitamin B12 that you take under the tongue every day. It tastes delicious as well. This is such a game changer. Natural energy, stamina, clarity. Vitamin B12 is magic. That's why so many medical doctors basically inject the same formula. But don't inject this. This is for under the tongue. Injectable is more absorbable, but normal pills and stuff you barely absorb. The gut doesn't really absorb this. It's under the tongue, in the mouth. So this is as best as you're going to get without going to the doctor and getting injections. And I'll tell you, MD's got something even better. Okay? Just to be honest with you. But this is as good as it gets without the injections. So Secret 12, 20% off, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But I really want to, before I get into more news, enlist the listeners to realize that it's not just the fact that we're going to be covering the debate live tomorrow. It's not just that we have more viewers than CNN now. I mean, that's conservative. They're a joke. Their average show is like 200,000 viewers. Our average hour has about 2-3 million listeners. It's that the real power is you taking action. And if you get the link to Infowars.com/show, where the live debate will be held tomorrow night. We're going to have a bunch of different video feeds of it. We're going to have our own video feed of it. We're going to have our live coverage of it. We're going to have a feed we're going to put out that's a one-camera shot with our reporters there that is just one camera on the stage, no interruptions. So there's no complaints. You're going to have a feed with no Alex Jones. You're going to have a feed with Alex Jones. You're going to have another feed that is our crew breaking in. So that's tomorrow night, Infowars.com/show. But the real situation is this. We've covered events before, like the 2012 election, where we had 3.8 million viewers in 24 hours.
just on these video streams, not on our 180-plus affiliates on AM and FM and then a bunch of TV stations as well. It's over 300 if you count all that. Not just shortwave or our satellites. Just on our streams, 3.8 million connections. Now, granted, some of that was the same folks coming back and reclicking, but whatever. That is unbelievable. People can say, oh, well, whatever. I mean, you have videos every week that have 4 or 5 million views apiece. You know, you got tens of millions of views a week now. I mean, why aren't you saying it's a big deal to have 3.8 million? Because the average CNN show has 200,000. This is a testament to liberty and how popular it is. So I want tomorrow to break that 2012 record. I want to have 4 million people tune into our YouTube stream, our Facebook stream, our own stream. People say, why don't you just have your own stream? I don't know if I can handle it tomorrow. I don't know if my bank account can handle it. Do you understand what happens when 3-4 million people tune into something? Even when you have the cheapest bandwidth around, I mean, I'm going to get like $100,000, $200,000 bills. And that's why I'm saying buy the products. Buy the Hillary for Prison t-shirt. It's about to be part of history. It's a limited edition. The third edition is about to end, and I've decided that's it. I'm going to move on to some new slogan. In fact, that's a new announcement I'll make tomorrow. Hillary for President, and everybody copies it, and it's viral everywhere, and one of the top search terms the last 6 months. Great. We had our victory. We're going to move on. This is the last edition, version 3. I've decided it's over. It might be Hillary for, you know, Mars, or, you know, Hillary for, you know, Captain Kangaroo. I don't know, but this is about to end. InfoWarsStore.com. If you want it, it's historic. That does have a 4.7 review. Let's see if my eyeballs are right. Let's blow that up. It's across the room. Yeah, 4.7 review. Whole bunch of reviews. That's just on the third version. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. On the back it says, legalize freedom. So that's a limited edition that is about to enter into history. InfoWars.com on the right-hand shoulder. Now, I said I'd get into polls, race rioting. We've already covered them trying to start a military crisis as their October surprise. This is historic. When we come back, I'll get into all the latest polls, the latest race rioting. Fox News lies, says white cop killed Keith Lamont Scott in Charlotte, North Carolina. MSM pushes narrative that police may have planted gun on Keith Lamont. I mean, I've watched the video, folks. Cops are a lot of things, and there's some bad ones out there, but they're not actors with four cops, white and black, screaming, put a gun down. The guy's got a gun in multiple videos, and then now they say, oh, it's not visible in his wife's video from 50 yards away. I mean, give me a break. You think cops want to go shoot somebody, much less a black guy, and lose their career? No. The evidence shows they slow roll and actually don't serve the communities, and the crime rates and death rates have exploded. That's what's really killing black lives. But can you criticize the cops for that? And I'm not in some cop butt-kissing mode here. But outside sources are trying to bankrupt our country and cause a civil war. I stand against it. Period. It's a no-brainer. Mama didn't raise a fool. Let's play this clip, though, of the chairman joint chief saying, you want us to do a no-fly in Syria? It means war with Russia. Here it is.
For Syria.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
Well, all the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia. That's a pretty fundamental decision that certainly I'm not going to make.
Now, I don't want to say this guy's perfect, but the point is the generals have been holding this back. Usually they're the ones that want war. Until there were nuclear weapons, they get it's the end of their existence. They have to go to these rhino Republicans, who are even worse than Obama, quite frankly, and say, listen, if we bomb the Russians, they'll attack us. It means World War III. You understand? And then the little fake conservatives go, oh, I do hear you now. Yeah, it means no more golf course, dumbass. We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
Basically. And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What? Imagine Congress going, what? Democrats and Republicans, can't we just bomb the Russians that were invited into a sovereign country to fight Al-Qaeda?
I got it.
And the chairman goes, well, I've got a war with Russia. You want to do that? I got something that makes me want it. That's the level we've reached. I got something that tells me. That's how crazy this is. Meanwhile, we've got George Soros, this master criminal that has admittedly overthrown more than 30 countries. He's got arrest warrants out around the world. Who is financing with hundreds of millions of dollars with the Ford Foundation and others. That's not Ford vehicles, folks. I heard people say, we're going to boycott Ford. Ford's not part of that. The Ford family's not part of it. The foundation their grandfather set up got hijacked by leftist lawyers. It funds open borders. It's horrible. It wants to drive down wages. The opposite of what Ford wanted to do. And Ford had his own problems, but the Ford Foundation isn't Henry Ford. Let's just be clear. And I've studied it. They're funding race war because they want us fighting with each other while the big banks rob us. It's very simple. We've all got beef with each other. There's some real issues there. But overall, the thing is contrived. It's artificial. It's admitted. We have George Soros' emails. But now MSNBC goes to a new low and claims that the black police officer with three other white cops called to a guy that was reportedly off his medication, we now learn, doing weird stuff, scaring people with a criminal record, had a gun in his hand. Well, it's not clear from one video. It's clear in some other videos, so MSNBC is saying, and the videos are up on InfoWars.com if your listener wants to see it, that he made this up, that the cops just, that a black cop just wanted to kill a black guy so he could get sued and get indicted. Let me explain. The average cop does not want to go out and kill anybody. Okay, use your brain, folks. Do you want to kill somebody? Imagine the trouble you get in, even when you're doing it in the right. That's why nobody wants this job. Quite frankly, I got problems with a lot of police. But, I mean, who wants the job, though? You got to ask yourself, would you do it? Have you ever called a cop? Then it gets very hypocritical, doesn't it? It does. I'm just being real here. It's like, I'm not going to blame the TSA. I blame myself for letting Congress pass all this crap. I used to chew the TSA out all day, so I went, wait a minute. They didn't pass the law to do it. I need to go after people that did that. It's not that what they're doing is okay. It's that we've got to go to the root of the situation, or we're idiots. Let's play this clip. MSNBC pushes narrative that police may have planted gun on Keith Lamont.
We see on the ground around Lamar Scott. We're going to go ahead and play this next section for you. We'll slow it down. We'll zoom in at a point. Take a look.
Yep. He better live.
Looking at there, we have circled this item on the ground. And you see there, the item flicks out. There it is there. So there's one item on the ground. Let's go ahead and re-rack that if we can, guys. There's one item on the ground, and then you're going to see a flick of a second item that ends up being tossed on the ground. We are, at this point, simply not going to speculate about what those items may be. We have one more point of reference for you, Chris, and then I know there's going to be a lot here to talk about. We're going to go ahead and take a look here, the fifth clip of an officer who leans over, and what you're going to see, and again, this is that officer on the right with the red shirt, that black tactical
No, it comes
jacket.
From the guy, he the cop, over, hit pause.
He picks some-
it clearly, back that up unless I'm wrong, comes from the cop in the uniform throwing the gun away. Let's back that up. Look, regardless, if the cops end up playing this, you know, fine, we'll expose it. But why would you do that? Unless it's part of some, I don't know, PR stage deal. But let's go to the next clip here. Here's where Mark Dice does a great job, one of our auxiliary reporters, breaking this down. Here it is.
Now, countless liberal lunatics are claiming that police planted the gun on Keith Scott after footage has been released of the incident, which show police ordering him a dozen times to drop the gun. Let's have a look at this idiotic, insane claim where we can clearly see that what's put on the ground or dropped on the ground isn't a gun, it is a glove. The officer here is clearly putting a glove on, and as he pulls out his glove, you can see that one or two fall out of his pocket. Later on, he picks up the glove, and even if they were to think about planting a gun on him, they certainly wouldn't do it when there is a woman yelling and screaming at them 25 feet away where they know that they would be captured on video doing it. And even if a cop were to plant a gun on a suspect, getting another cop to go along with such an egregious crime would be almost impossible, let alone getting a half a dozen police officers to agree to committing the frame job.
That's right. So I play devil's advocate saying, hey, is it a gun? Looks like it's coming from the left to right. But then you look in slow-mo, it's a glove coming out of his pocket, the black cop. Let's go to this report, though, on Glenn Beck. This is important. Extremely important, dealing with politics and where all this is going and what it means.
Did you see it? It was historic. This Friday, Senator Ted Cruz came out and endorsed Donald J. Trump against Hillary Clinton. Why is this so important? Because it shows that the arrogant Republican and Democratic establishments that are joined at the hip have been failing on every single front. They've been failing to start a race war with all of George Soros' money. They've been failing to deceive the public about Hillary Clinton's incredible illnesses. They have been failing to cover up the fact that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton literally created ISIS as a proxy army to take over the Middle East, part of their Arab Spring program. Everything they're doing, everything they're touching is blowing up in their face. And you've got Ted Cruz, whose career is over. This guy's totally discredited. You talk about Benedict Arnold, the guy's a joke. But then we've got his counterpart, the Judas Iscariot of the so-called conservative movement, and that's Glenn Beck. He came out today and said, well, I can't believe that Ted Cruz did this, and I'm going to go to the mountains. I'm going to just go away now for a while because I'm so incredibly upset. What a drama queen. This is the guy that implied Ron Paul supporters 8 years ago were violent out of the clear blue sky. This is the guy that goes on liberal media to play the part of a conservative and then apologize and say that we're wrong. This is the guy that engages in all these incredible stunts and acts like he's some type of messianic leader. But I got to give it to Glenn Beck. He's less opportunistic than Ted Cruz, because Cruz now knows that despite all the dirty tricks against Trump, despite the fact that the Republican establishment didn't give him any money, despite the fact that the mainstream media blasted him with everything they've got, he's going to win the presidency. He's way ahead in polls across the board. So he's now panicking, trying to jump back to the side of the Patriots. And everybody should put basically a buoy or a marker on Ted Cruz to understand this guy is the slimiest of the slimy. Now, over here, we've got Glenn Beck, whether he's been blackmailed or whatever it is, that like a kamikaze will not give up and goes on all these Democrat shows like Meet the Press and Face the Nation and you name it, NPR, and basically says it's better to vote for Hillary or for anybody else other than Donald Trump. Again, the arrogance of this person. Anyone with half a brain knows, including a lot of Democrats, that Hillary Clinton stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders and is a master criminal. So again, why is this historic? It is an absolute example of the arrogance of the power structure. From the Democrats to the Republicans to the big mega banks, from Goldman Sachs to General Electric to Apple to Google to Facebook to all the censors to all these people. They think that they can sit there and dominate a populist movement in the United States when they can't even suppress one in the United Kingdom or Russia. The truth is, nationalism and populism and people wanting to run their own lives is coming back. And the sleeping giant of Americana that was the wonder of the world is rising like a phoenix right now. The truth is, Donald Trump is way ahead in every battleground state. He's way ahead across the nation, even in polls where they have more Democrats sampled than Republicans. The truth is, the power structure is in a total panic. And George Soros and the Ford Foundation and others have quadrupled down, giving hundreds of millions to Black Lives Matter and others to start race riots all across this country. But even that is blowing up in their face. History is happening. Trump is only one manifestation of the populist tsunami that is gaining steam at hurricane force around the world. But those of us that do promote liberty have to understand that this is a sacred honor and a great charge that we've been given. And that once Trump gets into office, we have to fight even harder to ensure that this republic is restored. And InfoWars.com will continue to be on the front lines of this fight. I am so honored to be associated with other constitutionalists and conservatives and libertarians and patriots and nationalists of every race, color, and creed. I am so proud to be associated with the great folks at DrudgeReport.com and Matt Drudge and the great people at Breitbart.com under the leadership the last few years. It has done amazing things. And WorldNet Daily and Daily Caller and everyone else. Because none of us are perfect, but we're not out to get the American people. And we believe in prosperity. We believe in freedom. And we are brothers and sisters in arms in this fight. And when we're done taking America back, we're going to take the rest of the world back. In an initiative I launched 10 years ago, Operation 1776 Worldwide. Not American colonialism. Not America taking over countries with armies. But America taking over the world with our original ideas of Renaissance, the Enlightenment, and freedom. We're on the march. The empire.
Will America awaken? Will we take back control of our republic from the globalists? There's only 43 days until the general election. This is the InfoWar.
We'll be back with the second hour. We've got Ian McAdoo.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for auto shipping.
ownership, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.